This marvelous story of the loaves and the fishes is a favorite of many people. The reason, I think, is because it gives us hope that somehow, some way, the world is wrong. The story gives us hope that there is enough to go around. The world always tells us there is not enough. Not enough stuff, not enough goods to go around. Get what you can before it runs out, before it's too late, before the sale ends. The fact is, the kingdoms of the world operate with a mentality of scarcity, with the conviction that there is never enough. Why? Why does the world tell us this over and over? It's because of sin. That's what the story tells us, the very beginning story. Remember, God says to the man and woman that God had just made, you can have everything, everything in the garden, all that you can see, eat any of it, all of it, except for that one tree, that one's mine, that tree would not be good for you. So what did the man and woman do? Well, they just had to have it. The only thing they were told not to touch, they had to have. Why? Because God had it and they didn't. Now, the most important thing to remember about this story is that it's not really about the first man and the first woman, the couple we call Adam and Eve. This story is a myth. That means in the deepest, truest sense of the word myth, it's a story we tell to help us understand how things are. So the story's not meant to teach us that the first human couple was overcome by a desire to have the one thing God said they shouldn't have. This story's meant to show us that all people are overcome by a desire to have whatever they believe they cannot have. That's how the story defines sin. The fear that someone else has something we can't have. The fear that there's not enough. If they have it, then I want it. If I want it, then everybody must want it. If everybody wants it, there probably won't be enough. I better get mine before you do. This is the structuring of the kingdoms of the world. And I think that's why people like this story. This wonderful story of Jesus and the multiplication of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It tells us there's hope that the kingdoms are wrong. This is the heart of the kingdom that God announces, the new kingdom that Jesus arrives to proclaim, the reign of God, the abundant life as Jesus calls it in the Gospel of John. This joyful, hopeful, miraculous good news that the world is wrong. There is enough. There is more than enough. Our gracious, generous, benevolent God has created more than enough of everything that brings life. And therefore, if we are able to believe, that is to trust this good news, to live as if this good news is true, that the reign of God means we no longer have to fight or struggle or scrap or scrape or scramble one person against another to get what we need to truly live. I think that's the hope that this story proclaims. 5 loaves, 2 fishes, thousands of people. It reminds us there is more than enough. Of course, it's hard to trust that. It's hard to believe this. It's hard to live as if the good news of God's grace and rain abundance is true. As I said already, so much of our world is built on a mentality of scarcity. It's one of the first assumptions of our free market economy. There is not enough. It's usually called the law of supply and demand. You probably studied it in school. The law says when there's not enough of something, the price goes up. If there's plenty, the price goes down. So if there is really ever enough of something, so much that everyone can have it as much as they like, by definition, it would be worth nothing. But the world, according to God, is wrong. According to God, all the things that are truly worth having, the things that are most valuable, the things that we ought to desire to find abundant life, those things are so abundant that everyone literally can have them. The important things, the valuable things, like love and peace, joy, caring relationships, grace, forgiveness, hope, compassion, mercy, justice, freedom, dignity. All the things that come from people caring about one another. And also the other important and valuable things, the things we need to stay alive, clothing, shelter, food. Did you know that today there is almost no, that is zero, starvation in the world which is not caused by choice? There is almost no poverty in the world that is not caused by choice, that is not meant to be there by others in power. The truth is, there's no shortage of food in the world, no shortage of resources. The reason it seems there's not enough is a society structured in fear. Fear that if we share, there won't be enough. Fear leads to sin, leads us to hoard God's gifts, God's resources, God's things for me, for mine, for us. It all comes down to the fact that it's just so hard to believe, to trust, to live as if God is right. The disciples in today's story are examples. They had been hanging out with Jesus for some time. They had been seeing his power. They had been hearing his teaching, and yet they still had trouble trusting the power of God to feed this hungry crowd that was following them. When Jesus tests them, when he asks, "Where will we get food?" Philip doesn't take God into account at all. He's too busy doing the math, figuring out how much the food would cost. He says there's not enough money. Andrew isn't much better. He presents this child's lunchbox. He said, "Here's some food, but gosh, it's not enough to help." There's only one person in the story besides Jesus who trusts. Only one person who can imagine something beyond a mentality of scarcity. Only one person who believes that by God's power there's enough, who, of course, the child. Only a child would even offer such a pitifully small amount of food. Any rational adult would say, "That's ridiculous, no point." Only a child who had not yet learned the world's lessons, "There's not enough," has the faith to simply offer to God what he has. And miracle of miracles, there's enough. There's abundance. All of the people are not only fed, but filled. All the people experience God's abundance. This story tells us this is what the reign of God is about. A about tossing out the mentality of scarcity, tossing out the fear of not having enough, tossing out the fear and joining in to the feast that God is preparing and sharing, giving. The good news is about joining the feast of abundance, a feast of sharing that God offers the world. Stop, God says. Stop worrying about enough and start sharing with one another, caring for one another, because all you have is a gift of grace from our generous God. Sometimes we don't remember this truth, that everything we have is a gift from God. Possessions, homes, families, communities, relationships, our talents, the work that we do, our joy, peace, love, our time, our life, our very existence. Everything is a gift of grace from God. And Jesus, the Word of God spoken into the world, Jesus took 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and blessed them, and broke them, and gave them to the people. And everyone ate until they were filled. 12 baskets left over. Jesus proclaims abundance, enough for all. This is the good news. This is our calling. Amen.